Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I don't know how to say this, but I've ordered coffee here for the last 3 years, and every time I do, my order is wrong. I'm going to take major action. If you can't
get up to the second window, and we'll see you next time.
I wasn't done yet. Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How's it going, man?
It's good. If you don't listen to our Bless Their Hearts podcast, you should check that out, because John has actual stories of him yelling at people in drive-thrus, and it's my new favorite thing. So
every week, basically every week, I'm going to give you a new update, because there was something that happened last night.
I can't wait.
Next week on Bless Their Hearts, you'll hear that update.
But we're not talking about that today. Today, we're talking about a major cyber crime, right? Like, there's a lot going on here, and we haven't covered a ton of things like this. And being very upfront, we're not going to be political about this. We're talking about the actual breaking of the law that happens.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, and I was apprehensive to even bring it up, because this is a case that mixes not only crime but politics and big business. And at the center of our story today is a company called Tesla. Of course, Elon Musk is at the center of attention in the media right now. He is the ringleader behind Doge, which is, you know, some people love what Doge is doing. Some people absolutely hate it. Today, we're not going to focus on either one of those, but rather his company is being attacked, and we want to just bring you information about that.
Yeah, we're talking about bomb threats, arson, and even some threats of domestic terrorism. It's not every day that a big company like this becomes the center of a crime story, but the evidence is pretty clear of what's going on. Multiple groups, maybe even, are coming in to take down Tesla. The FBI is involved. They've already charged some folks, and tensions are only getting worse, and the problems are persisting.
So let's start at the most recent attack, and this was in Austin, Texas, on March 24th of 2025, so just this past week. It was around midday when police got a tip. Someone had planted devices at a Tesla dealership. So we're talking about potential bombs. The Austin Police Department immediately sent out their bomb squad. They arrived at the dealership and quickly secured the scene. And they did indeed find multiple devices scattered around the property.
Luckily, they got to them all before anything detonated. Nobody was hurt, but whoever planted these did intend to harm people. This wasn't just some kind of empty threat. Those devices were real. After the bomb squad cleared the area, the feds came in, the FBI and the ATF took over the investigation, and they were treating it as an act of domestic terrorism. But this wasn't just a one-time thing. If you saw that in the headlines, that's part of a bigger pattern that we've seen coming out against the Tesla company lately.
Yeah, actually, Tesla factories across the country had already been targeted. California, for example, there were multiple Tesla supercharger stations that were vandalized. Cables were cut, making them useless. The charging parts were destroyed. Graffiti covered the walls. And in New York, a Tesla dealership had its windows smashed overnight. And then there were the fires. In at least two separate cases, Tesla buildings were set on fire using some kind of like Molotov cocktail. And that's not just vandalism. I mean, that is vandalism, but it's also arson.
Yeah, it is. It's a big deal. And obviously, they're primarily, in these cases, destroying property, but can be dangerous to a number of people. So the feds are seeing all these attacks on Tesla and figuring they can't just be random. They had to be coordinated by a person or some group that was going after the Tesla organization. So why? And that's where things get complicated, John.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of easy to see that the biggest motivator seems to be that Elon Musk has political ties now to the Republican Party. He is the head of a task force or government agency, the Department of Efficiency, which is now in the Trump administration. So depending on where you stand politically, you could see what's happening to Tesla as a win or a major crime. And I think that we as a country need to see that if you don't like what's going on politically, burning down a business is not going to be the solution.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people have been panicking. Musk has been controversial for years. Right now, he's controversial for being on the right side of politics. He used to be controversial for being on the left, and people complaining about some things that Tesla were doing as far as the environment goes and what it's doing to the industry of car production. So it seems pretty clear that this is politically motivated, or at least the FBI thinks so. But that's not the only possible scenario.
Yeah, there's also the potential that this is a radically environmental activist that is involved. Tesla has a focus on clean energy, but there are activists that see Elon Musk as a threat because he opened a new lithium mine for battery production. You can research that on your own, but getting the materials needed for these batteries are not environmentally friendly. And some folks would say that this is an attack on him because of what is happening elsewhere in the world with these lithium mines. So regardless of the motivation, this has to stop. And just days after the Austin bomb scare, federal authorities did make arrests. They arrested three people. Their names have not been made public yet, but we do know that they are facing some serious charges. And we're talking about federal crimes here, terrorism, arson, destruction of property. And if convicted, they could be looking at up to 20 years in prison or even longer.
Absolutely. And regardless of their motivation, like you said, they're putting people in danger, putting lives in danger, destroying property. And usually the terrorism charge comes into effect when you're talking about people just feeling scared and it causing an emotional and traumatic impact on society. And anybody that's around these plants or these dealerships has to kind of feel that. So no matter what your political motivation, I hope that we're actively against violence. You may be okay with destruction of property, but when it's still endangering people, it crosses, I think, a different line. And I'm not okay with either, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the Boston Tea Party where there was some destruction to make a point. But I think putting bombs in businesses and potentially harming people is never okay. So there are better ways to advocate for your political beliefs and ideas rather than this kind of violence. So Jamie, this is wild, and I'm just hoping for everyone's safety out there, especially employees of Tesla and those, you know, customers potentially there. I just want this to stop.
Absolutely. Let's put an end to this violence. Let your political voice be heard elsewhere, hopefully, and the same goes in both directions. We are not advocating for either side politically. We're advocating against blowing crap up and scaring people.
Absolutely. Is that fair potentially to say? Harming people, you know? Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah. In the political climate, people are going to judge us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
this is a lose-lose situation for us, but it is a crime that's happening in our country, and I think people need to hear about it.
Absolutely. John, thanks for bringing this one up. And this is super fresh. This is a crime from earlier this week, and it's ongoing. So we'll keep you posted as more information comes out, as always. This has been A Crime Story in 10 Minutes or Less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.